I'm really excited to tell you about my new show called Mythical Monsters. It tells the stories of dragons, sea serpents, giants, demons, and other terrifying creatures, and asks what they represent to mankind. I'm going to play you a special clip from the first episode on the Kraken, a larger-than-life sea monster in Norse folklore that wreaks havoc and chaos on passing ships and sailors. To listen to the full first episode, follow Mythical Monsters for free on Spotify and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. I hope you enjoy the clip. Please note, the story you're about to hear is not a direct account of the saga of Ervar Odd, or Arrow Odd, the first surviving written account of the Kraken. We've combined several accounts of the Kraken over history to bring it to the center of this dramatic retelling and to truly emphasize the havoc and chaos such a great monster can wreak. When Arrow Odd first met his son, the boy immediately called him a coward and small. All of Odd's men were puny. He could not possibly imagine how this twerp could be his father. Odd had to admit that his son, Vignir, only 10 years old, was already a behemoth and would be a terrible force on the battlefield. Still, Odd had little patience for disrespect, less so for a child. He started to list his accomplishments. He was Odd, who went to Permia, who fooled the Lapps, who defeated giants, whose name was feared from Norway to Greece, who had matched swords with Ogmund Tussock, who murdered that devil spawn's demon mother, who would pursue him to the end of the nine worlds if only he knew where that fiend was. At the mention of Ogmund, Odd's son seemed to shrink three sizes, and the force with which he trembled shook the very sand beneath their feet. He hung his head and said almost inaudibly, "I would not chase that beast." "You know where he is, then?" Odd asked. "You would be walking into the jaws of death." Vignir's voice carried no sense of threat, only concern. "I would pursue him to hell itself." Vignir acquiesced and made his way to the boat. "I will show you the way, father," he said. They sailed across the water with a determined purpose and the force of Odd's lucky winds propelling their sails. But then, the winds died and the clouds cleared. There before them was a great island. Vignir shook his head. "I do not like the look of it, father." But the men needed a rest, so Odd directed one of the ships to dock. As soon as they unboarded, the island sunk, taking the men with it. Vignir turned to assure his father that he should have listened, but there was no time. For as he did, a large scaled limb erupted with a vengeance from the ocean. Welcome to Mythical Monsters, a Parcast original. I'm Vanessa Richardson. Every week we dive into history's most legendary monsters. In telling their stories, we hope to shed light on some truths hidden behind the creations of these beasts, where they come from, what they symbolize, and how they expose humanity's greatest fears. You can find episodes of Mythical Monsters and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. To stream Mythical Monsters for free on Spotify, just open the app and type Mythical Monsters in the search bar. At Parcast, we're grateful for you, our listeners. You allow us to do what we love. Let us know how we're doing. Reach out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and Twitter at Parcast Network. And if you enjoy today's episode, the best way to help is to leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening. It really does help us. Mythical Monsters is about the creatures who have haunted us since the dawn of storytelling. Beasts with fantastic characteristics, crafted in the ancient wonders of the imagination. Were these monsters something these storytellers experienced firsthand? Or symbolic of the things that threatened their ancient way of life? On this show, we want not only to capture the beauty of these monsters, but also to uncover what they reveal about ourselves. Our demons are windows to our existential fears, and Mythical Monsters looks to expose these and examine how they vary through different times and cultures, and how, in many ways, they stay the same. Today, we're discussing the Kraken, also commonly referred to as the Kraken, one of the most feared and famed sea monsters in all of Western culture. A creature that for hundreds of years has seemed to defy definition as it waits in the deep for unsuspecting sailors. The Kraken has an interesting legacy in our history. It was a poorly defined legend of a great sea beast that haunted the waters of Scandinavia. And even though the tales about its shape differed, one thing was consistent through all accounts. The Kraken was incredibly large and terrifying. Even now, rumors of its existence confound scientists and conspiracy theorists alike, and leave us with a fundamental and disturbing question. Were accounts of the Kraken the fantastical musings of inspired seafarers? Or are the stories based on real accounts of a yet undiscovered sea beast? To uncover these secrets of the deep, we must go back to the first mentions of the great monster of the sea. The ancient Nords spoke of many beasts that haunted the deep. There was Heatherback, the great whale, Jormungand, the vicious sea serpent, the eternal Torso, the giant tusked beast. But there was one that stood out from the rest, the largest monster in the nine worlds, who caused the fiercest warriors and the tallest giants to tremble at its very mention. The monster of which men rarely spoke, not because it was never seen, but because the few who had cast eyes upon it never returned. It had many names: Hafguffa, Krabben, Sea Mist, Sea Reek, but one name survived the test of history, one name that would haunt seafarers for hundreds of years: Kraken. It was a vague monster, armored as a crab, tentacles like an octopus, fierce as a shark. Every account of the thing changed its form. It was just as the ocean it inhabited, vast and unknown and terrifying. It was everything they feared, with sudden and violent anger like the coming of a storm. So was the Kraken a monster of parts, the piecing together of this discomfort with the deep? Or was there really a vicious creature that terrorized ancient sailors? To answer these questions, we must visit the Vikings and explore the first story to include the legend of the Kraken. This was the epic saga of Ervar Odd, or Arrow Odd, an Icelandic tale written in the 13th century covering the 300-year life of Odd, a marauding Viking. Odd's adventures led him to many distant lands, but his encounter with the Kraken sparked a myth that spanned centuries. Arrow Odd listened to the speech of the red-bearded man with the distance of one grown long accustomed to being a hermit. The man himself spoke in an almost absent-minded manner. There is glory for you yet, Odd. All you must do is leave your life of forage to the scavengers of the forest floor. Odd relaxed his head against the tree. It's only one thing that will bring me forth from these woods. And I know you know, friend. You have the look of knowledge about you. The man's eyes shifted, but his posture stayed confident. They both knew that Odd spoke of Ogmund Tussock, Aethiof's killer. The quest you look for is an ill-fated one. No quest is ill-fated that has yet to even begin. Odd's challenge was met with laughter, and it irked him. Redbeard responded in between his tittering breath. If only you knew, child, that this journey began long ago, with the birth of Ogmund himself, binding you both in shared misery. Odd's anger mounted at being called a child. After all, he was nearly 150 years old. He would have struck Redbeard down where he stood, if he had not, only moments before, sworn blood brotherhood with this stranger. If you are so privy to the threads of my destiny, then enlighten me, brother. How are the paths of mine and the demon so crossed? Your paths may be crossed, Arrow Odd, but his world is the world of beasts, and if you chase him, you will only be following the monsters left in his wake. And so Redbeard, who may or may not have been Odin himself, began the tale of Ogmund Tussock, Aethiof's killer. Long ago, when you, Odd, sailed to Permia on your famous outing, you made a great enemy of King Horik, who held stewardship over that land. Such were his losses that he concocted a sinister plan of revenge. He called upon the fearsome ogress, Grimhild, and laid with her so that he might bear a son called Ogmund. Ugly and demonic and cruel was the child. Redbeard, who may or may not have been Odin the Allfather, told Odd all of the cruel details of Ogmund, who seems to have been bred specifically to rival Odd. For every great and heroic deed that Odd accomplished, Ogmund seemed to have an act equal to it in its cruelty. This was a theme in the ancient Nordic sagas, the importance of a rivalry. Odd's accomplishments could only be measured by how he fared against his opposite. But as Redbeard told his tale, he made one thing very clear. Ogmund's world was a world of beasts, and monsters were a threat to all Vikings. He could command creatures beyond comprehension, and if Odd so pursued his rival, he would surely meet his end. Even Grimhild, Ogmund's mother, had become a ferocious demon that wanted nothing more than to tear Odd and his men apart. She searched for Odd in the forests of England to the north. But like all heroic Vikings of the age, Odd would not shy away from such a challenge. While he could see the dangers in pursuing such monsters, it was in his nature to fight. As his wife told him long ago, to run was to doom himself, to make himself vulnerable to the pursuing arrows and sharp things that were the bane of lesser men. He was Arrow Odd. He flew in one direction, toward the enemy. He would never run. After a time, he looked at his new friend. We shall sail to England then. To find out what happens next, follow Mythical Monsters for free on Spotify and anywhere else you listen to podcasts.